This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And what an exciting show this is going to be. Saturday at Weill Hall, the Santa Rosa Symphony will be performing Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we have the conductor, Francesco Lecce Chong, on the air with us. Good morning, Francesco.
Good morning, Pat.
I'm happy to talk to you again, and I'm wondering if you'll be conducting with a baton or with a whip for that show.
You know, I was actually going to try to see if I could bring a whip with me. Couldn't find one, so I guess I'll stick with the baton.
So explain the show to us, because it just sounds like such a thrill.
Yeah, it's an entirely unique experience. It's really one of my favorite things to do. I did it a lot when I was an assistant conductor in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. These days, I don't always have a lot of time to prepare a movie because it's a lot of work. But it's really kind of a special treat for me. And what it is is you watch the entire movie with all the dialogue and special effects, and the only thing that's been stripped out of the movie is the music, is the score. And that is played live by the orchestra, perfectly synced up with the movie, which, of course, is what makes it challenging for me.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But it really is a complete, it's a whole experience. And when it's John Williams, it's unbelievable the way you get to hear the music live.
It's such a great idea. It's so much better than sing-along theater, that's for sure. And how exciting is a show like this for you to perform?
I'm such a John Williams fanboy. I've gotten to work with him a couple times, and actually this year I got to share a concert with him.
Wow.
So I pretty much am just all about his music. I think it's, these are the greatest film scores ever written. One of the things with his music is when you have it in the film, what ends up happening is the score gets kind of turned up and down. So, it doesn't get in the way of all of the other
absolutely,
music.
And yes.
Oftentimes, John Williams specifically has written music to be in certain places, and we don't hear it clearly. And what I love about when an audience hears a score live like this, they really appreciate much more all of the strange effects. And especially, in Raiders, you have all of these, kind of scary, strange sounds that the orchestra makes in these key scenes. And it's not, it's not a special effect. It's not a synthesizer. It's the orchestra. It's like squawking in the winds and these like growls in the brass. And it's all there in the orchestra.
And how do you do it? How do you sync up the symphony's performance with that movie? It must take a long time to put it together.
Yeah, it's particularly difficult on the conductor. Some conductors, they offer you a click track, so you can put the entire orchestra and the conductor on these headsets that basically are ticking in your ear the whole time,
uh-huh.
Which I personally hate.
I'll bet.
So I go the harder route, but which I think is the more musical route, which is I don't use any click and neither does the orchestra. And I'm the only one that sees a special screen that essentially looks like if you play like Guitar Hero or a rock band, it looks like a video game.
Yeah.
And I have all these numbers and meters and these colored bars that roll across the screen. And basically they tell me where I need to be at any given moment. And so I do it all by sight, which is, it's a lot of work. And also you're convincing the 80 people on stage to go faster or slower, or, basically you're helping all of them stay with the score, even though you're the only one that knows how it needs to be synced.
Boy, they say timing is everything. It certainly is in this show, isn't it?
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes. And I think that's why I love the challenge. It's definitely a different experience in conducting.
Well, I can't imagine a better way to see a movie with the score done by the Santa Rosa Symphony. Now, Francesco, you've been around here long enough now to get your, feet wet and to get sort of really indoctrinated into Sonoma County. How's the experience for you?
Oh, it's been incredible. I've been chomping at the bit to get this season going. I came back in July. We did a free community concert at the Green Music Center.
Yes.
We had 4,000 people or something, including everyone on the lawn. It was just incredible. So, I'm loving it more and more. And, this full season coming up for me is going to be spectacular. Just getting a chance to really get to know the orchestra and the community, really start laying down some groundwork for the future.
Well, we're happy that you're here. We're excited that you are now leading the Santa Rosa Symphony. And congratulations. And I'm really looking forward to the show on Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. Me too.
Francesco, great to talk to you, and good luck, and go get a whip, will you?
Sounds good.
Okay. That is Francesco Lecce-Chong, the conductor of the Santa Rosa Symphony, for about Saturday's Raiders of the Lost Ark in concert show. That is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.